Valley Juvenile Prison. Authorities trying to reach 229 current and former employees of the Kansas Juvenile Correctional Complex in Topeka for the audit, but only 48 responded. Kansas News Service reports that 7 people reported being attacked or assaulted by other staff members. 3 people reported sexual relationships between staff and youth at the complex. Kansas Representative-elect Steve Watkins has appointed members of his predecessor's staff and a state Republican Party official to key positions in his congressional office. Watkins has announced that Jim Joyce will serve as his communications director. He was the Kansas Republican Party's executive director. Watkins also announced Bill Rowe will be the deputy chief of staff and Adam York will serve as his legislative director, both of whom have worked for retiring Representative Lynn Jenkins. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Governor-elect Laura Kelly will have the current superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol and the state fire marshal stay in their jobs after she takes office. Kelly announced that Colonel Mark Bruce will continue leading the patrol and Doug Jorgensen will continue serving as the state's chief fire safety official. Both were appointees of former Governor Sam Brownback. Bruce has been Highway Patrol superintendent since January of 15. Jorgensen has been fire marshal since July of 2012. Kelly takes office on January 14th. You may want to stock up on those forever stamps at the post office. In about a month, the cost of mailing a letter will jump more than it ever has by a nickel. WIBW reports that on January 27th, the price of a stamp goes up from 50 to 55 cents. The Postal Service had asked for the increase back in October and were approved for next month. On a positive note, the price per ounce above 1 ounce is actually going down. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A large winter storm coming on the heels of Christmas expected to bring snow to Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota this week. Andrew Callen, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, says the storm was expected to start overnight in the western Dakotas and then continue today on into Minnesota. Callen says it could deliver more than 8 inches of snow to some locations. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center was closed for Christmas and will be also beginning on New Year's Eve at noontime through New Year's Day. The seasonal sections of the refuge, tour road, and refuge grounds, that part remaining open during the federal holidays. DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge, located 25 miles north of Omaha on U.S. Highway 30, between Missouri Valley, Iowa, and Blair, Nebraska. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card. It's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidt.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, conducting mostly routine business. Meals on Wheels in Marysville will be prepared by the Agency on Aging at the Marysville Nutrition Site, effective February 1st. It's anticipated that will reduce the cost from the current contract rate with Community Memorial Healthcare, which bills the county $4.25 for meals, with a suggested donation of just $4 each. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and were advised that ag land values are expected to rise again in 2019. Rebecca Holsch was reappointed to the Washington County Hospital Board. Washington County offices will be closed Monday and Tuesday for Christmas, with county commissioners meeting Wednesday. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. Several local landowners came before the board to discuss development of wind farms. There are now wind farm leases filed in every township in Nemahal County, constituting a total of 54,000 acres leased through a total of 176 individuals. Questions were posed and comments made from several of those present for the discussion. Next meeting will be held Wednesday due to observance of the Christmas holiday Monday and Tuesday. Don Schuler of Wymore spoke during the citizen forum at the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday, urging the state to help pay a judgment against the county in the Beatrice 6 case. He suggested contracting a lobbyist to gain support, citing a responsibility of a state to assist. Myron Dorn, former Gage County supervisor, recently elected to the Nebraska legislature, is working toward a bill that would allow sales tax proceeds to be used to pay federal judgments in an effort to relieve the pressure on property owners who are footing the bill through property taxes. Gage County enacted a property tax increase this year that over several years would be used toward the $28 million judgment, which remains on one final appeal.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Open all day, featuring New Year's Eve specials 5 until 9 p.m., including the Surf and Turf dinner for two, just $50. It includes sirloin, lobster, champagne, and dessert. They'll also feature a lobster and sirloin or prime rib dinner, plus a limited menu available. New Year's Eve, 5 until 9 p.m., no reservations required at the Wagon Wheel, downtown Marysville.
Christmas. The very word brings joy to our hearts. When Christmas Day comes, there is still the same warm feeling that we had as children. The same warmth that enfolds our hearts and our homes. This Christmas greeting brought to you, compliments of First National Bank. Christmas. There is no time more fitting to say thank you and to wish you a happy holiday season and a new year of health, happiness, and prosperity. May the joy and peace of Christmas be with you now and throughout the new year. This message brought to you by the Southeast Nebraska Co-op.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with areas of rain, high near 49. Tonight, cloudy, areas of rain, low near 44. High of 50 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers, and a few storms. Thursday night, cloudy, chance of rain, low near 22. High at 29 on Friday, mainly cloudy. Friday night, mainly cloudy, low near 13. High at 27 on Saturday, lots of clouds, occasional sun. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 16. High at 40 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, mainly clear, low near 23. High at 39 on Monday, sunny to partly cloudy. Slight chance of rain and some snow. Monday night, mainly cloudy. Low near 18. A near 31 on New Year's Day, becoming sunny. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. Low near 17. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and some sunshine develops, with a high near 28. From the Weatherology Weather Center, meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this day 70 in 1933. The average low 21, the record low is 26 below zero in 1989. Sunset this evening, 5:05. Sunrise in the morning at 7:40.
Mason Tax and Accounting in Marysville wishes you a year filled with happiness. May every day of the new year be filled with success, happiness, and prosperity for you. Happy New Year. Here's wishing you all the joy of the season. Warmest wishes for the holiday season from Mason Tax and Accounting.
The Kramer family and the staff at Kramer Oil and CJ Express stores in Marysville hope that during this time of faith and family, the true meaning of Christmas fills you with joy. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year from the Kramer Oil family to yours.
Christmas is the perfect season to reach out to others when laughter and good tidings are in the air. Dave's Body Shop wishes your Christmas will find you among family and friends, sharing the spirit of the season. Enjoy the fellowship of these holidays as we reflect on the past year and eagerly look forward to the coming year. Season's greetings from Dave's Body Shop in Marysville.
A Christmas Day first, and a star goes down with an injury. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Lakers star LeBron James exited the game with a groin injury in the third quarter, but his team kept pace with the Warriors. Kyle Kuzma scored 19, and Rajon Rondo had 15 points with 10 assists.
Guarded by the smaller Klay Thompson, kicks it back out to Rondo. Three-pointer by Rondo, good.
On KSPN, Lakers rout the Warriors 127-101 for their first win in Oakland since 2012. Joel Embiid became the first Sixers since Allen Iverson in 2001 to score at least 30 on Christmas, but Kyrie Irving stepped up in overtime for the Celtics. He finished with 40 points and a dagger to close the show.
A Christmas classic on Causeway. Tatum for Al Horford. And a Kyrie. Quick three. Straight away.
Go. Got it.
On WBZ, Boston wins 121-114. Rudy Gobert scored 18 points and 14 boards, and the Jazz tuned up the Blazers 117-96. James Harden was on a roll against the Thunder, going off for 41 points. He's now scored at least 35 points in five straight games, the longest streak since Carmelo Anthony in 2013. But he isn't satisfied.
We've had that confidence all year, though, man. Just our record isn't where it want to be, but it's getting there. And we got to continue to work hard every day, continue to get better and grow.
Houston beat Oklahoma City 113-109, their seventh win in eight games. Milwaukee made its Christmas Day return after a 41-year absence. Giannis Antetokounmpo became the first Buck since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to have 30 on Christmas. He also received an unusual ovation from the Madison Square Garden crowd.
It's amazing, you know. It's the mecca of basketball. This is why New York's so special. The energy, the atmosphere is great. They do not just cheer about their team. They just cheer basketball. You know, they're happy that they feel that excitement. So it's just not just for me, for everybody. It's just fun playing New York.
He finished with 30 points, 14 rebounds, and a 109-95 win over the Knicks. This is Rich Cantu.
Do you have a weak or leaking hydrostat? HERS Machine Hydrostatics in Washington is the place to go. They specialize in hydrostatic transmissions and just about any hydraulic pump or motor from tractors, forage harvesters, combines, sprayers, swathers, cement trucks, feed mixers, and skid steers. HERS is nationally known, an industry leader in their field, and they ship their dyno-tested remands from coast to coast. Find out why farmers across North America trust HERS Machine Hydrostatics. See them on Facebook or go to HERSHydro.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. America's Christmas Tree Farms enjoy helping families make memories over the holiday. Chad Smith has more.
Pennsylvania farmer and York County Farm Bureau member Karen Doyle grows Christmas trees on 50 acres of her 115-acre farm. Her family's grown Christmas trees for 24 years, and they love helping families celebrate their holiday traditions. The Doyles enjoy listening to families talk to each other as they go from row to row trying to find the perfect tree.
Put your mitten on this tree and let's come back to it, something like that. And then they forget where they were. It's just so much fun listening to them trying to pick their perfect tree for their house. They get the kids involved. It's a great family event.
Oregon farmer and Wasco County Farm Bureau member Fritz Ellett operates a small, family-owned farm that specializes in growing Christmas trees. He calls it a labor of love because trees take 8 to 10 years to get to market. His favorite part of Christmas tree farming is when people come out to cut their own trees.
Interacting with customers and the public, and they're showing up and they're in a good mood, they're happy. In our case, a lot of these are returning customers, and as long as we've been at it, you've got third and fourth generation of the same family returning.
Ellett says an important part of his job is educating consumers about the benefits of a real Christmas tree.
Part of my job is to educate people on what we're doing out here, the natural benefits of a Christmas tree, trying to convince them that it's better to come out here and buy a tree. You can create these traditions and memories and great feelings with your family. And by doing that, you're also helping the environment, avoiding another artificial tree that someday is going to end up in the landfill.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Merry Christmas.
There will be a land auction, 312 acres, more or less, Marshall County farmland, well located southeast of Frankfort, for the Kennedy Trust on Wednesday, January 9th. 125 crop acres are enrolled in PLC and have alternately been planted to wheat, milo, and soybeans. The balance is grass, hay ground, waterway, and timber. Property is served by rural water and includes one energy-free water and one pond. This provides an opportunity to buy a good stock farm with the possibility of more crop acres for crop, grazing, and hunting. For inspection and details, contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148. Complete sale bill is listed online at jhorrigan.com. The property is located 4 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a half mile east, located on the north side of Zenith Road. 312 acres, including 125 acres cropland, selling for the Kennedy Trust. Wednesday, January 9th, at the American Legion in Frankfort, sale begins at 10 a.m. Sale conducted by Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction, proudly serving Northeast Kansas since 1982.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Ag futures markets muddled their way through a shortened day on the Christmas Eve Monday. And we were mixed with our grains and soybeans. Corn futures saw fractional losses in most contracts on Monday's shortened session. It was kind of a slow news day on top of that. March corn closed down 0.75 cents at 377 3/4. May was down 0.5 cents at 385 3/4. Soybean futures closed the Christmas Eve session with most contracts fractionally lower. Nearby soy meal was the leader at $1.90 a ton higher, with soy oil was 15 points lower. And we likely won't see much news there either. The partial government shutdown will probably not include any kind of exports data until that gets cleared up. January soybeans were down 0.75 cents at 884. March beans down 0.75 cents at 897. As we pointed out, soybean meal was up, soy oil was a bit lower. Wheat futures came back to close Monday with most contracts steady to 3 cents higher. Again, not a lot of news, so not a lot of reason to do a whole lot of moving. The Chicago wheat closed up 2.5 cents at 516. Kansas City wheat for March closed down 0.25 cents at 502. Taking a look at livestock, live cattle futures were steady to 40 cents higher on lower holiday volume. Again, a shortened day on Monday. December live cattle closed unchanged at 120.87. February was up 7 at 122.77. January feeder cattle up a couple of pennies at 147.37. So things were mixed in the cattle complex. Lean hog futures posted 12 to 85 cent losses
in most contracts on Monday. There was a huge slaughter last week, 2.737 million head. February hogs closed down 82 at 60.30. April hogs were down 12 at 67.10. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Years. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and this week I am featuring Christmas stories from the farm from years ago, from the teens and 20s. And my storytellers are my late father, Clarence Lebsack, who died in 1991. He wrote Christmas Years Ago, about six or seven pages, in November of 1977 to let us kids and our kids know what Christmas used to be like. And two of his sisters, Leona Steinmetz.
Hi, Steve.
And Rachel Shoupe.
Hello, Steve.
What you are about to hear was recorded several years ago when Aunt Leona was still alive. She died in 2013 at the age of 96. And Aunt Rachel, who turned 100 this year, was a young woman of 93 and still living alone on the farm. Their memories of Christmas include some terrifying moments at the church Christmas play. More about that after this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
Part of what my late father, Clarence Lebsack, wrote in 1977 about Christmas years ago was that one of the events of Christmas Eve before going to church was the reading of the Christmas story from the Bible by Father. Then we were all bundled up in warm clothes and driven to church. The earliest Christmas that I can remember was about 1919 or 1920. Church at that time was held in a one-room schoolhouse about 8 miles from where we lived.
Yes, it was small, too.
That's my dad's sister, Leona Steinmetz, the fifth of 10 children, the second oldest of the girls. My dad wrote that at the church program, we each received our bag of candy with a popcorn ball or an orange. I'm sure we would have gotten a bag of goodies anyway, but we were threatened with going home empty-handed if we did not memorize our Christmas piece and present it properly.
That I remember, how we had to practice at home and practice. That went on, we thought, forever.
That's Aunt Leona. Back to Dad's memory. When I mentioned reciting properly, this included walking on stage quickly and softly, clear your throat, bow, recite faultlessly, bow, and then return to your seat without giggling.
How could you help it?
And if you did not bow before reciting, you were reprimanded on the spot, and by then, you'd forgotten what you were supposed to say.
And they were in German. And we did not understand what the words meant. We just repeated them. It was very nerve-wracking. It really was.
More memories from Christmas on the farm long ago, including that those cows never took the day off.
I know when I got old enough to do chores, we always had to milk cows, whether it was Christmas or not. But on Christmas, too, we had to be sure those cows got milked.
My Aunt Rachel Shoupe. More of her memories and those of my Aunt Leona Steinmetz, tomorrow. back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with areas of rain, high near 49. Tonight, cloudy, areas of rain, low near 44. High of 50 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers and a few storms. Thursday night, cloudy, chance of rain, low near 22. High of 29 on Friday, mainly cloudy. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low near 13. High of 27 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist to Laura Lockwood.
Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Duke is back atop the Associated Press Top 25. The Blue Devils received 35 of 64 first-place votes in Monday's poll after previous number one Kansas lost at Arizona State. Number two Michigan received 9 first-place votes, number three Tennessee 12, with number four Virginia and number five Kansas getting 4 apiece. Number six Nevada, Gonzaga, Michigan State, Florida State, Virginia Tech, they all rounded out the top 10. The Blue Devils moved to number one in the first regular season poll after rolling over Kentucky, but dropped back 8 after losing to Gonzaga in the Maui Invitational title game. Duke blew out Princeton, then knocked off previously unbeaten number 12 Texas Tech at Madison Square Garden last Thursday. KU playing Eastern Michigan Saturday with a 1 o'clock tip-off. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
With all the rush that is the holidays, in case you missed it over the weekend, the 2019 K-State football coaching staff grew by 4 on Saturday as head coach Chris Kleiman announced the names of assistant coaches who will be coming to Manhattan from North Dakota State following the Bison's bid for a 7th national championship in the last 8 seasons. The additions to the K-State staff include offensive coordinator tight ends coach Courtney Messingham, offensive line coach Connor Riley, wide receivers coach Jason Ray, and safeties coach Joe Klanderman. The K-State news release says that the rest of Kleiman's coaching staff will be announced as it becomes official. From the gridiron to the court, the K-State Wildcats men's basketball team will be in action this weekend. They'll square off with George Mason on Saturday with a 7 p.m. tip-off. Wichita State also in action on Saturday in an afternoon game with Santa Clara. That will tip off at 1 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's not just the cold, it could be the humidity. A look at weather feel factors today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first and then we live after we take care of the cattle. And that's kind of the way the whole world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 26th, the 360th day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famers Ozzie Smith and Carlton Fisk were born on this day, and in 1982, Time Magazine named the computer as Man of the Year. We all know about the wind chill factor, an estimate of how cold the air feels on our skin, but other factors can affect our perception of cold as well. Things like cloudiness, radiation intensity, and humidity. And while most of the time humidity adds to perceived warmth, that's not always the case. There is a point at which extra moisture makes cold air feel colder. There's some consensus that 53 degrees is the pivotal temperature. Below that, the dampness in the air makes it feel colder. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts and your local forecast at almanac.com.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel wants everyone to remember the true reason for this joyous season. Caring and sharing and making new memories with those you love. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays, and make sure to join us for our New Year special. The Yuletide season is upon us, and Adams Optical Fashions would like to take this time to thank customers for their patronage this past year, and wishes family, friends, and customers alike a holiday filled with peace, love, and joy. Have a Merry Christmas to one and all from your friends at Adams Optical Fashions in Beatrice. Playa Azul wants everyone to remember our soldiers serving overseas by sending a letter, card, care package, or email. The men and women will appreciate being remembered during the holiday season. Merry Christmas, everyone, from Playa Azul and Beatrice. Authentic Mexican food, family-friendly, and the best service.
Sab Brothers in Hanover sends you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season. May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive.
KNDY.
Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. First step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you'll win her love. She looks too beautiful to touch. it's talking to you now, don't give up. You think you see something in her eyes, but you will never know until you try. But you gotta take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're